Can I ask you a few different questions?
Absolutely.
While I have you here?
Yes.
Just a short list of things. It's just so great to be able to talk to you guys. In talking to Cynthia, I learned something. I thought that all beings were basically divided into two camps, good side and dark side. She told me that there's a third camp, which is the neutral.
Neutral is very big.
I thought it'd be great if I could just get a description from you as to how they're different.
Neutral is strictly neutral. Neutral is, I'm going to say, they'll bother you if you bother them, but they're not there to help you.
Cynthia was saying that neutral beings are mainly just out for themselves.
Correct. Absolutely.
And they're not going to, you know, destroy anybody or anything like that to get there, but that's really all. They're not interested in helping anybody.
No, they're not interested in helping. They're interested for their own practices. Negative beings are there for themselves, but they'll destroy anything to get to that point without worries. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, but
and then good is usually collective. Usually they would help the communities. They're not interested in destroying anything for the greater good.
Now, in terms of numbers, how do they compare in terms of like size of the...
There's more neutrals than the others.
Is there a little bit of negative and a whole lot of neutral, and the good side is kind of in the middle of that?
Where, out of everything?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the balance of the universe.
The neutrals are the most. Then you have the negatives, then you have the goods.
Are they born that way and they stay
no,
that way?
It's free will.
It's free will.
Free will.
So isn't it kind of counterproductive for a negative being who's only out for themselves? They give their souls up to the dark side to become enslaved?
Well, that's up to them. But they're looking for that. The dark side can also take care of you.
Oh, so they're willing to give that up in exchange for $10 million in a park or something?
Could be. Or maybe the dark side says, we'll take care of you forever. You just have to follow Drenzi's rule. So each lifetime you get a mansion, but you just have to follow his rule. Do you see what I'm saying?
Also,
so it's not bad or good. It's negative versus positive. If you understand negative versus positive, you're going to understand it better because your thinking is bad and good. It's not. It's either negative or positive.
Now, I came up with a terms before.
Right, Marcus?
Yes, that is true.
Scientific terms, novelty and entropy.
Yes, that's another one.
Another one.
But it's better if you stay positive and negative, because if you're on the negative side, let's say you choose the negative side.
Yeah.
Could you have a great life? Absolutely. You can live in mansions each life. You can have servants. You can have vehicles. But you're on the negative side.
Which means you would have to do things that you wouldn't normally want to do.
Something you normally wouldn't do, because you chose that life, so you wouldn't mind doing it. Where, let's say, on your positive side, you live in a ratty apartment, you're a good person, but nothing is clinging. Then you take your own life, and that's why it's negative and positive.
Okay, so
one is not necessarily better or worse than the other. It's a choice.
And the negative, you give up your free will.
Yes, that's the biggest thing. You give up your. You're saying, okay, master, tell me what to do. But give me the nice house. Where positive is, you're free for the most part, but you don't have anyone giving something directly to you. You have to work for it.
Unless if you learn to work through the universe.
Correct, but it's a slower source.
Tell me about it. We know all about that.
Yes.
Okay, got another question here. We talked before about shortcuts for getting what we want. And I was talking about pharaohs and stuff. I mentioned a book that I had gotten a long time ago that had a process to go through. I think one night I was able to do that process, and I found an apartment the next day. And it was like very strange that I found that apartment so quickly. And it was cheap, and I lived there for 2 years. And I found that book. And in that book, he describes not connecting to the universe as an external, but saying that we are all the universe individualized.
Individualized is a negative. He is correct. Individualized is a negative source. So it puts a much faster rotation on it. Because the positive is a collective source. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't get that at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Individualistic is a negative source.
Negative?
Remember,
you
it's
mean
not
dark
bad
side?
Or good. Negative. Stop thinking bad. Stop thinking good.
Okay.
Stop thinking.
Yes, this is
negative and positive, just like on a battery.
Okay. Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You have a negative side and a positive side.
Okay.
Individualistic is a negative source.
Okay.
Because you're not bonding together. Do you understand? A positive source is a collective.
Okay.
So on a negative source, it's always stronger in the universal codes. That's why he's saying that it's individualistic.
Also by visualizing the universe
like
as...
Like, for instance, you don't have a lot of friends, right?
No.
So you are individualistic. That's a negative source. If people looked at you, they would say, oh, he's living a negative or a bad life, which you're not.
Yeah.
But they would say that. So it's a negative source. But I'm not saying it's a bad life. It's a negative source. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
You would just label it negative versus positive.
But you're saying by individualizing the universe, yourself as an individual of the universe, part of the universe, you're able to draw more power from it?
Absolutely, because it's a negative source.
Okay, I think I'm getting it now. Okay, that's kind of the key to everything that he was talking about.
Yes.
I wonder how he got that information.
I wonder how. It's such a mystery and enigma, all wrapped up in the one.
I'm going to bring in his book one of these days and then have you kind of sort it out, maybe. That's interesting. Let me see if there's anything else here. I think we got it all covered. Thank you very much. This has been wonderful. Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.